Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, where it is now officially the coldest day we've had of the year so far. Well, not counting last January, February, but we're sitting at minus 14 right now, and I guess that's why the furnace is running. Yeah, so you'll have to ignore that 747 in the background. Wind gusts are northeast out of the 20, gusting to 38 kilometers an hour, and the wind chill, of course, it's got a bit of a factor to play on that. And humidity, 56%, and barometric pressure, 103.2 kilopascals and rising. Now, we're supposed to have a 30% chance of flurries this morning, and then a mix of sun and cloud. And the wind's northeast 20, becoming light this morning. Yes, let's get rid of the wind. Shall we? Anyways, what else do we have happening here? Oh, we're supposed to have a 30% chance of flurries and a high of minus 8 today. And tonight, look at that. We're going down to minus 17 overnight. And then tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 13, minus 13. And sunny and minus 13 on Sunday. Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of minus 12. Tuesday, chance of flurries, about 60% with a high of minus 9. And I thought that was going to be our break where things really turned around. But on Wednesday and Thursday, mix of sun and cloud, highs of minus 11 on both days. I'm not liking it one little bit. I'm going to have to pull out the long-range forecast to see if we have anything better coming up. Yeah. Oh, well, I guess we'll just all have to cozy up to the old internet radio and hopefully warm up by all the toe-tapping that we got going on here out of the Crescent Valley, South Kootenai Radio, shall we? Bus Rider, the Guess Who, from the Share the Land album, right here.
Check if you don't punch the clock. Bus I'm glad I'm not in your shoes. Bus rider. Bus rider. You know you're riding in with Steve on it today. Bus rider. Ride, ride, little man. Bus rider. Don't wanna ride, no, I don't wanna.
If you're looking for some fun, South Kootenai Radio is a good place to start.
John Lennon there from his Imagine album, It's So Hard, and of course, that particular album came out in 1971. Probably not a song you've heard off of that album. Typically, the only one that we hear off of it is the title track, Imagine, so had to mix things up. It is 7:43, and let's get on with this day in Canadian history, shall we? The first item we have for December the 6th, we go back to 1921, and that's when Canadian women exercised the first federal vote. That's right. Agnes MacPhail is elected to the House of Commons for the United Farmers of Ontario in the first election in which all Canadian women exercised the right to vote. Wives of soldiers could vote during World War I. A country school teacher, she has, MacPhail that is, she is a Canada's first female MP and wins the election with 40.7% of the popular vote, gets 116 seats to 50 of Arthur Meighen's, conservatives, 64 for progressives, 5 for others. Meighen loses his own seat in Portage-la-Prairie, and the CCF members, J.S. Woodsworth, is the first socialist elected to the House of Commons. And, of course, a big day in Halifax on this day in 1917. That's when downtown Halifax is blown to pieces as a French munitions freighter, the Mont Blanc, comes through the Narrows carrying 2,300 tons of picric acid, 200 tons of TNT, and 35 tons of high-octane gasoline, along with 10 tons of gun cotton, collides with a Belgium steamship, Emo, which is outbound to New York City at 8:45 a.m. The Mont Blanc is propelled toward the shore by the collision. It's Patrick Acid ablaze, and the crew abandoned ship after failing to alert the harbor of the perils. Minutes later, the blazing ship brushes by a pier, setting it ablaze, and the Halifax Fire Department respond quickly and are just positioning their engine up to the nearest hydrant when the Mont Blanc explodes at 9:05 in a blinding white flash. The blast levels downtown Halifax, killing 2,000, injuring over 8,000, leaving 10,000 homeless, and doing $50 million in damage. The shockwave shatters windows at Truro, 100 kilometers away, and the sound can be heard in Charlottetown. A recent theory suggests that this, the greatest man-made explosion before the atomic bomb, may have been due to enemy sabotage. Ooh. Pretty nasty. I remember in grade 12 English, I did a radio play on that particular event. What else did we have here? I think that's going to be enough. Unless there was one other item here. Oh, Joni Mitchell is honored by Billboard's Century Award in 1995. Oh, yes, and here's the story we've been talking about for the last couple of days. Out of Montreal in 1995 as well, Montreal Canadiens trade goaltender Patrick Waugh to the Colorado Avalanche for Joycelyn Thibault. Waugh and GM Réjean Houle do not see eye to eye, even though they're the same height. Yeah. And back in 92, Eric Lindros was having a tough time with the legal department of Alberta. He's arrested after an altercation with a woman in a bar, and charges are later dropped. Oh, that's not in Alberta. That was in Oshawa, Ontario. Yeah. And in 1992, Ralph Klein wins the leadership of the Alberta Progressive Conservative Party, and he was the former mayor of Calgary. There you go. I'm thinking that's probably about it. Yeah. So, on that happy note then, let's get rolling with some more tunes. I've got some Eric Clapton here, Lay Down Sally, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Thank you.
talk to. Lady down south, there's no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Lady down south, I'm rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Trying all night long just to talk to you.
Time is time for South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting from the Creston Valley. Anytime is time for South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting from the Creston Valley.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. sugar. Let the keys ride in my car. Slip kid, slip kid, second generation, only halfway up the tree. Slip kid, slip kid, I'm a relation, I'm a soldier at 63. No easy way to be free.
Kid by The Who from their 1975 release, Who by Numbers, and name of that song, Slip Kid. It is coming up to 8 o'clock here, and so of course we've got a little bit of movement out in the hallway with the news crew coming in. Just a reminder, we've got a couple of games this weekend. We have Golden Rockets in town to take on the Thundercats on Friday night, and then of course the boys are taking a drive up to Columbia Valley to play them on Saturday night, and then on a rare Sunday afternoon matinee game, Golden Rockets will be back in town on the Sunday to for another game. So get out there to the Johnny Busick Arena and support those Thundercats. All right, let's let the boys and girls, part of the news crew here, take over for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and we'll be back after this short news update. And, yeah, and then we'll get going with some rock and roll again. Yeah.
This is CBC News. Good morning, I'm Pat Philpott. Throughout South Africa, people are gathering in the streets to mourn the death and celebrate the life of Nelson Mandela. People of all ages have joined the crowds outside Mandela's house in Johannesburg and his former home in Soweto. Will Ross is there.
I'm on Vilakazi Street in Soweto, right outside Nelson Mandela's home. And there's a large group of people, from tiny children holding up portraits of Nelson Mandela to elderly grandparents with walking sticks. And they're moving down the street, and what you can hear are liberation songs from the 1980s. For many people here, this is a time of great loss. People are mourning, and it might look as though the people here are in one sense celebrating. But the way one of the people here explained it to me was that in times of great loss, people turn to song, as the late, great South African singer Miriam Makeba said, Africans cry in song.
That's the BBC's Will Ross in Soweto, South Africa. Social rights activist and retired Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu was one of Mandela's closest friends. They worked together in the fight against apartheid. Earlier today, Tutu spoke about his friend's legacy in South Africa.
He transcended race and class in his personal actions, through his warmth and through his willingness to listen and to empathize with others. Was he an anomaly? I would say no. Of course he was exceptional. But the spirit of greatness that he personified resides in all of us.
Tutu says the best way to honor Mandela is to adhere to the values of unity and democracy that he embodied. And here in Canada, there were tributes to Nelson Mandela in the House of Commons last night from both the government and the opposition. And this morning, Alberta Premier Alison Redford says she remembers Mandela as a man of courage and patience. She worked with Mandela in the early 1900s in the efforts to rebuild South Africa's legal system and to lay the groundwork for the country's first all-race elections. It was those elections that led to Mandela becoming president. Meanwhile, many remember Mandela for his political leadership. Others are reflecting on more personal moments. Former Ontario Premier David Peterson welcomed Mandela during a visit to Canada shortly after his release from prison.
And I remember, I had three little kids at the time. I remember him being in my office with Winnie at the time. And it was like two grandparents. My kids were crawling all over them. They're hugging him, and they were just playing with them like they were a member of the family. The personal warmth was absolutely stunning.
Mandela visited Canada three times, most recently in 2001. In other news, today is a day of remembrance across Canada, and especially at École Polytechnique in Montreal. 14 young women were shot to death there by Marc Lépine 24 years ago, December the 6th, 1989. There are no classes today in memory of the victims, but there will be a ceremony and a bouquet of flowers will be laid near a memorial plaque on campus. And this afternoon, there will be a gathering at the Montreal Courthouse to mark the end of a 12-day campaign to raise awareness about violence against women. Well, the war of words is heating up between Japan and China over Beijing's declaration of a new air defense zone over the East China Sea. Japan's parliament condemned the move, calling it reckless and risky. And the lawmakers said they would never accept the Chinese government's unilateral attempts to change the status quo. Today, China's foreign ministry responded, saying Japan had no right to talk nonsense. And that is the CBC News for this hour. Just a reminder, though, that we broadcast live and podcast at our website, that's cbcnews.ca. You can also hear us on Sirius XM Radio, channel 169. I'm Pat Philpott.
Okay, thanks a lot, Pat. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour. And, of course, chilly, minus 14 in the Crescent Valley this morning, going up to a minus 8 with a 30% chance of showers. Yes, I'm all shook up.
You go. shaking and my knees are weak. I can't even stand on my own two feet. Who do you think when you have such stuff? I'm all shook up. Like a volcano in his heart, I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. My love, and all messed up.
Okay, let's get rolling here with this day in rock and roll history. Of course, we had the letter there by Joe Cocker leading up to this segment. And Ry Cooter there with All Shook Up. All right, a couple of birthdays here to mention for December the 6th. We have our first one in 1920, and that's when Dave Brubeck was born. And, oh, Dave passed away December the 5th, 2012. Anyway, probably one of his most famous songs, Take Five. If you don't know it, don't worry. When I play it, you'll know it. Yeah. 1943, Mike Smith, keyboard and lead singer for the Dave Clark Five, and their big hit, Glad All Over. Of course, Ed Sullivan was a huge Dave Clark Five fan because they were nice boys, not like those Rolling Stones, those bad boys. Oh, Ed, chill. Yeah, 1944, Jonathan King was born. Everyone's Gone to the Moon, his big song. Yep. Okay, what's the next one we got? Useless trivia throughout the years on December the 6th. Our first story goes back to 1965, and that's when the Rolling Stones' 19th Nervous Breakdown and Mother's Little Helper at RCA, they record it at RCA's Hollywood Studios in Los Angeles. Yeah. Right, also on December the 6th, we're going back to 1969, and that's when an 18-year-old man by the name of Meredith Hunter died of knife wounds inflicted by a member of the Hells Angels at a Rolling Stones concert at the Altamont Raceway in California. The youth, who was sitting in the front row, had pulled out a gun before he was attacked. Yeah, the Stones did that a couple of times, had the Rolling Stones as hired as security. Yeah. Also in 1969, Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love enters the Billboard Pop chart. It went to reach number 4 and was the first of 6 top 40 singles for the group. 1975, Paul Simon reaches number 1 on the U.S. album chart. Was Still Crazy After All These Years, which produced 4 top U.S. hits. 1988, Roy Orbison died of a heart attack at age 52. He had regained a huge fan following solo hits You Got It and Mr. Girl, along with a huge million selling album with the Traveling Wilburys. 1993, the Eagles tape a video for country star Travis Tritt's version, Take It Easy. The get-together will eventually lead to the band's reunion. And in 1994, Tower Records releases The Beatles Live at the BBC, a 69-track double album of tunes recorded for BBC shows such as Top Gear, Easy Beat, Saturday Club, and Pop Go the Beatles. The LP would rise straight to the top of the UK chart, selling over 600,000 copies by the end of the year and 2 million in the U.S. 4 weeks later. And in 2011, Dobie Gray, who reached number 13 in 1965 with The In Crowd, and number 5 in 1975 would drift away, died at the age of 71 with complications following cancer surgery. Yeah. All right, as mentioned, on this day in 1920, Dave Brubeck was born, and you may not recall his song Take Five, but trust me, as soon as I play it here, you'll go, oh yeah, I know that one. Yeah, so here we go. Take Five, Dave Brubeck, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Thank you.
Okay, so you're listening to South Kootenai Radio here, and might as well check out Tim in the mornings at 7:30. It'll be a good time.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby dooby. I just gotta be near ooby dooby.
Okay, there we go. Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love, finishing things off on this day in rock and roll history today. I had to play a live cut off of that because I tried to play the studio song before the Roy Orbison tune, but it wouldn't play. So I'm not quite sure what the deal was with that, so I had to go and grab another version of it. So I'm sure all you Zeppelin fans out there probably wouldn't mind. And as mentioned, yeah, we had Roy Orbison, Ooby Dooby, and I wasn't sure. I thought I played some Roy here a couple of days ago, so I didn't want to be playing the same song again, so I thought I'd play something a little more obscure. Then we had the Rolling Stones, 19th Nervous Breakdown. They went into the studios on this day in 1965 to record that song along with Mother's Little Helper. And we started things off with Dave Brubeck, Take Five. I think that's from an album put out in 1954. Yeah, good one, that one. Yeah. Stay tuned again. Well, no, not on Monday. There will be no This Day in Rock and Roll History. I'm going to be having Autopilot filling in for me on Monday and Tuesday of next week, as I'll be away for an appointment. So just so you know that there won't be your usual insanity here on Monday and Tuesday. Autopilot kind of keeps things on track a little better. Yeah. So remember that. Monday and Tuesday I won't be here. Anyways, what's up? I guess we should have a look at the weather across the country because, holy crow, we got some nasty stuff from the Arctic that has slid down through the prairies all the way down to Texas. And it's even affecting weather here in the Crescent Valley, which is a little unusual. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we're sitting at minus 14 degrees. And we are supposed to go up to minus 8 today with a 30% chance of flurries. Now, Vancouver is sitting at cloudy conditions and minus 6. We've got ice crystals and minus 27 in Whitehorse. Ice crystals and minus 34 in Yellowknife. Minus 30 in Edmonton. Minus 28 in ice crystals in Saskatoon. Minus 28 in cloudy in Calgary. And minus 32 in Regina with ice crystals. minus 24 in Winnipeg with some sunny breaks. Toronto sitting at a mix of sun and cloud and zero. It's raining in, what is that, Fredericton or Halifax? I can't really quite tell. But 5 degrees and 1 degree in St. John's, Newfoundland with a little bit of sun. All right, what else do we have here? Oh, I suppose we could get on with a little bit of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, A Thing About You, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
People South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
We got to jump on the gun there with that Beatles song, Roll Over Beethoven. That's actually part of our artist album highlight here. But, you know, that's what happens when you're just about ready to go on the air to do some announcing. There's a dog at your feet wanting out. Anyways, so leading up to Artist Highlight, we had Bob Seger and the Silver Boat Band. There is still the same, Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days. And then, of course, we started things off with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, A Thing About You. Now, Artist Highlight, brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. Of course, the finest looking building in all of downtown. And, well, they still have a sign to paint up here over the next little while. Get that. There's still a few changes to be done on the website as well, I see. Not too many. We've just about got everything covered. But anyways, a big thanks going out to Golden Treasures there for the sponsorship of this segment. Now today, because it was on this day as part of rock and roll history that this album was released. I just don't have the exact year here, but between 1962 and 1965, the Beatles made 52 appearances on the BBC, recording live in the studio performances of both their official release and several dozen songs that they had never issued on disc. And this magnificent two-disc compilation features 56 of those tracks, including 29 covers of early rock, R&B, soul, and pop tunes that never appeared on any of their official releases. So the first song we heard there, Roll Over Beethoven, and that's what I've done. I've tried to pick out the songs that we don't normally hear on a Beatles album. Now we're going to continue on here with another song called Too Much Monkey Business, a Chuck Berry song. We're here on South Kootenai Radio.
Talking to me, trying to roll me up a creek so you can buy. Don't try it, you can pay me next week. Ow! Too much funky business. Too much funky business. Too much funky business for me to imbibe again. Brown hair, good looking, trying to get me hook on me to marry, settle down, get a home by the book. Ow! Too much funky business. Going to school, no need to make complaining. My objection, go to school. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to revive again. Working in the filling station, keep too many tasks. Wipe the window, check the tire, check the orders all again. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Don't want to buy the race. We'll be right back.
a country boy named Johnny B. Goode. He never learned to read or write a book so well. He could play his guitar just like a ring in the bell. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go, 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 go, go. Ah, Johnny B. Goode. He used to carry his guitar.
Let's hold on with those news guys here because I'm not quite ready here to sign off. Just a reminder here on the Hot Chicken and LP show today, we got Kerry Rodriguez live in Louisville. Great album, that one. Okay, now our artist highlight today was the Beatles with their Live at the BBC album. And we had Johnny B. Goode, Dizzy Miss Lizzy, Too Much Monkey Business, Roll Over Beethoven. Is what we were playing for that little segment. Of course, a big thanks going out to Golden Treasures for the sponsorship of that segment. Now, remember, Monday and Tuesday, I won't be here. My good buddy Otto Pilot will be filling in for me. And but on the Tuesday, there will be a special program queued up. For the morning show, it's Tammy, one of our listeners' birthday on Tuesday, and I told her to send me about 15 songs, 15 or 20, whatever, and we'll have those programmed in to play during the morning slot. So all Otto has to do is make sure he gives them a spin. Yeah. Anyways, have a great weekend, everybody, and don't forget about our locally produced Mountain Jam show, which is heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock. We have another new show all ready to roll for you on Saturdays. So, yeah, let's let those news crew take things away for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we'll be back for another go-round here of regular broadcasting right here on South Kootenai Radio.